This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thank you for being here this afternoon. Certainly one of the more unique interviews we've ever had the opportunity to do. This month, George Norrie celebrating his 20th anniversary as host of Coast to Coast AM, the most listened to overnight radio program in North America, reaching millions of listeners on around 650 stations, including for around the last 15 years or so, right here on KQEN. George Norrie joining us from Los Angeles. And sir, it is a great pleasure to have you on the radio with us today.
Kyle, my pleasure, too. It's a great area that you live in, and thank you for the years of support that you've been carrying coast to coast on the program. I'm looking forward to this and chatting with you.
Well, 20-year anniversary this month. That has got to feel pretty good.
You know, when I first started filling in for Art Bell back in 2002, and I figured, you know, I'll just do this and have some fun while I was doing my local show in St. Louis. I called myself a Nighthawk. And all of a sudden, they kept calling me more and more. Can you fill in for Art? Can you do this? Can you do that? And I said, sure. And a couple times, Kyle, they would call me and say, we don't know if Art's going to be on tonight, but we need you as the backup just in case. And I said, sure, okay. So I got done with my program at midnight in the central time zone, walked to another studio that was hooked up to Coast, and the board op would talk to me in my ear, and he said, if you don't hear Art on the open, you're on. If you hear him, you can go home. And I went, okay. So I'd be there, and the Coast to Coast theme would start, bump, 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 and the announcer would go, George, you're on, go, he's not here. And I would do the show. But we did that for a long time. Then when he finally decided to retire, the network looked at me and said, you know what? You've interviewed the same guests locally. You've been filling in for us for a long time. How would you like to do it full time? And I thought about it for about 2 seconds and said, sure, let's do it. And now we're we finished our 20th year. Now we're going into 21.
So how did you get into broadcasting to begin with?
Started when I was 19, got my degree in broadcasting from the University of Detroit, got my first job as a production assistant at an ABC television station in Detroit. And when I was 21, I got my first radio on-air job, and it just kept going and going. I became a television executive, executive producer, news director in Minneapolis and St. Louis. And back in 1996, I had gotten out of the business a couple of years before that to do some of my own television programming. I missed it. I wanted to get back into radio, and I saw a movie called Talk Radio with Eric Bogosian as a star. And I said, you know, that's one area I haven't done yet. I haven't done talk radio. So I called one of the big stations in St. Louis, and they said, yeah, we could use you to fill in. And I did, and I loved it. And then I got hired as a full-time talk show host, and the career just took off after that, and here I am.
Now, it's got to be interesting talking about both news and current events of the day, but also paranormal phenomena, time travel, aliens, and a lot of other topics. You've got to be probably someone who's just naturally very curious.
Very curious, Kyle, and we mix it up a lot. We have taken the program, which is 4 hours live, and we have divided it into 2 hours of events. I don't want to say current events, but I'll say events that affect people directly. And then the other two are paranormal, unusual, supernatural. And so we mix it up just because the audience likes it that way, and our ratings have zoomed since we've been doing that. And we continue to. Like, you know, tonight I've got somebody on who is a science person who thinks Albert Einstein was wrong about some of his theories. And then later on, we're going to be talking about the supernatural. So it varies, but it's fun.
So as you put shows together and just kind of start with some of your ideas and beliefs, when you're talking about events that are going on, news of the day, do your political beliefs or your thoughts on government or whatever? Do they gravitate to the right or the left, or where are your thoughts?
I go right down the middle. I very rarely will show my side of an opinion. I don't vote for president, and let me tell you why. I don't want to be accused of being biased toward a certain candidate on the air. So I stay neutral. And I've done that all my life, where I have personal feelings and personal views. But when I'm on the air, it's as balanced as I can get. And that's the way I like it. And the audience prefers it that way.
Now, how did you become interested in the whole paranormal area?
Mom did that to me when I was 11 years old. She brought me home a book called We Are Not Alone, which was written by a fellow by the name of Walter Sullivan. He was a New York Times science writer. And his theory was we're not alone in the universe. And so I'm combing through this book at 11 years old going, this is fantastic. And then Look magazine came out with an article called The Interrupted Journey about the Barney and Betty Hill abduction case. You remember that one?
I do.
And the couple in New Hampshire. And I was hooked after that. I said to myself at that age, I want to go into television and radio to cover these stories because the people who have been affected by them will talk to people in the media. They won't just talk to me. But if I'm in the media, I got a better chance to do it. And I did it. And one of my first interviews was with Stanton Friedman, who has passed on, God love him, who was one of the world's greatest ufologists. But I also interviewed the psychiatrist who interviewed Barney and Betty Hill back in the 60s. And he had told me, and I asked him specifically, Dr. Benjamin Simon out of Boston. I said, were they lying to you? And he put them under hypnosis, both of them. And he said, George, I don't know what happened to them, but whatever it did, they're not lying. They believe it happened. And I just loved it. And then things just evolved, Kyle, after that. We just got bigger and bigger and bigger.
And so has this been kind of your big focus in things that you study in life, even away from the program?
Yeah, I do. I practice a lot of things that I report on. About consciousness, positive thinking, mind power, things like that. And it works. I've got a guest, his name's Joseph Gallenberger, who's written a book called Liquid Luck. And he does experiments in Las Vegas to prove a point. And his point is that if you're a good person, a happy person, up-tempo, good things happen to you. If you're the opposite, bad things happen to you. And he says, George, 85% of the time in my studies in Las Vegas, the happy people come back winners. The people who aren't happy come back losers. And he said, there's got to be something to this. But I do that a lot with my personal life.
Wow. I'll have to remember that the next time one of the jackpots gets up there really high. So I need to be positive is what I need to do then.
Very positive. It helps.
Wow. Now, obviously, this track on the radio is different than really just about anything that's out there.
Yeah, there's no question about it. It's an unusual show. It has grown. Like you said, we're on 650 stations in North America. We're worldwide on the internet, and the program continues to grow. We get calls now from Australia, from Germany, from New England, from England, all over the place. People are interested in the unusual. They're interested in things that are happening, of course, in their life. And we're going through a lot right now with the Ukraine-Russian war and the economy and everything. The COVID, that was a disaster for the last 3 years. We're going through a lot. And I just want to make sure we're there for people. One of the other reasons, Kyle, we broadcast live on holidays. We don't run tapes. A lot of people are with their family. God love them. But there are a lot of lonely people out there that don't have family. And they look at Coast to Coast as their family. And so we're live for them on holidays. And so you will notice over the last 20 years, every Christmas, if it falls during a work day, I'm on. If it's on the weekends, my weekend people are on. But there are no tapes. They're all live shows. Thanksgiving, you name it, we got it.
And that is such a rarity in this industry. Doug Steffen, that we have early in the morning, does that as well. But there are very few other people that do. And I know folks definitely appreciate that. I was looking at some of the information about you that I wasn't aware of. And I understand you're a contributor to a series on the History Channel.
Yes, absolutely. I'm part of a program called Ancient Aliens. We've been doing that for years now. I've done The Unexplained with William Shatner, and I have fun doing that. We'll normally tape a full year in one day. They'll meet me in Los Angeles, and we'll do the programs, and then they insert them in the various shows. But we've been doing that for a long time. We also do a television program every month called Beyond Belief that people can watch at beyondbelief.com, which is a fun show. And we do a lot of live stage shows too, Kyle. We're all over the country because I'd like to see my audience live and up front and personal. And we do live stage shows with, you know, music and bands. I sing, interview guests. And we're going to be in the Oregon area on May 27th of this year as well, in the Dalles area, if I pronounce that right. That's a tough word, by the way, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually technically the Dalles.
The Dalles. How'd I do?
Yeah, there you go. Now you've got it.
And I've got a live show on May 27th. Full information at coasttocoastam.com on that.
That's great. I was just amazed to find that out. That's, of course, about 4 hours away from here for folks that like to go up and check out the Columbia Gorge and a beautiful area up there. So we're going to keep that one on the calendar. You also have a couple of sites that you're connected to as well. That I was not aware of until today, paranormaldate.com and conspiracydate.com. Tell us about those.
I got to tell you how that started. Years ago, about 80 years ago, a lady came up to me at an event I was at, a speaking engagement. And she said, George, you got to help me. And I'm going, well, what's wrong? What can I do for you? She said, I went on a date a couple weeks ago with a guy, and we're having dinner. And I'm telling him all these great things about Bigfoot and UFOs and all these things. He got up, paid the bill, and left. And, I need to meet somebody who understands me, who gets me. And I went, bingo, a dating service for people who understand UFOs, ghosts, life after death, and all that. And so we put together ParanormalDate.com, which now has, as of today, 152,000 signed up members who are participating and meeting each other because they want to understand and get each other. And it's really worked out really well.
How many years has that been going?
That's been going 8 years now.
Wow.
8 years. 39 pretty soon.
When you are preparing a typical night's show, I'm sure there's a lot involved. How do you, during the day or whatever time you're doing preparation for the show, what goes into it? What resources do you look at? And how do you determine, hey, this is what we need to talk about in the next program?
Though we're live for 4 hours at night, the prep time is at least twice that every day. So I'll wake up in the morning. I don't get a lot of sleep. I sleep about 5 hours a night. I'll wake up in the morning. I'll start doing some pre-prep for what I do is a news segment before the show gets going with a couple of guests on current events and things like that. So I'll start working on that, putting that together. My team will send me information on the guests for that night's show. So I start researching that. And then I also download all the stories I'm going to talk about. So I put that away. Go take a break. Then it's around lunchtime. Then I'll come back and massage it a little bit. Then we do other things. We have to record commercials, special interviews with affiliates like I'm doing with you right now. We have to devote time to that. And then I get about a two-hour break, and then I hit the studio, and then off we go. And then we're live on the West Coast, as you know, at 10 o'clock at night, Central Time midnight. East Coast, 1 o'clock in the morning, and we do it six nights a week. I do the first Sunday of every month, but we're live seven nights a week.
Now, I'm curious, and you probably don't have a lot of time for this, are there other national voices in radio that you ever enjoy listening to?
I used to like Jim Bohannon, God rest his soul. He was a good guy. He was a good talk show host and a decent human being. I'll listen to Sean Hannity. I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh a lot, God rest his soul. But I just, I scan the dial when I can, but I don't have that much time to do that because I'm always putting together my show.
Now, do you, during vacations or other time off, I'm curious with all your interests, do you ever go out and do totally different things for fun?
Are you sitting down, Kyle?
Well, I probably should be.
I have not taken a vacation in 20 years. I'll take an occasional Friday off, a three-day weekend that I'll just hang around because I also do shows out of St. Louis, which is my other house. And my kids are there, and I get a chance to see them and family. But my fun is just enjoying people, and that's what I like to do. I'll travel a little bit. I'll go to Las Vegas or something like that. But generally, I stay in the country. Went to Mexico once and almost got kidnapped. It's a national story. Just Google George Norrie kidnapped in Mexico. You'll read all about it. But generally, I just keep working.
Well, and doesn't that go with the saying that if you do what you really love, you never really work?
I do it for free, but let's not tell anybody.
Yeah, that's probably not a good thing for the syndicators to hear. Now, you've achieved all the success, 20 years. I mean, did you ever think back at the beginning that you'd still be doing this in 2023?
No, I actually thought I was going to retire in 2012, which was in December, where the Mayan calendar end date started. I thought it was kind of a cool way to say goodbye. And I would have done it for 9 years at that time. But it kept going. It kept going. And the network has just renewed me to a brand new 5-year contract, which is unprecedented in radio, as you know. And I'm just going to keep going, God willing. And as long as the voice hangs in there, I'll go until I'm 140.
So do you have any future plans? I mean, you've got all these other things going on. Well, in fact, let's talk about the website, Coast to Coast AM Online. You've got a lot of things on there for folks to look at as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge website, gets thousands of hits every day. And we've got a great team. The team puts together the website, my webmaster, Lex Lonehood, and his staff. We just keep doing this, but in terms of doing anything beyond what we're doing, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing, Kyle, for as long as we can.
And is there ever a day that you wake up and think, you know what, maybe I should do something else for the rest of my life?
Never have I had one moment where I woke up and said, I don't want to do this. It's a challenge. It's fun. It's exciting. And, I have never had that feeling of wanting to do anything else.
With all the people that you've talked to over the years, are there particular ones that their stories are still so intriguing they really stand out to you?
I like them all, and that's a general saying, of course, but we've had some great stories. I got a call once from a police officer who said, George, we got called on an emergency to go to a house where someone was having a heart attack. And we got to the door, and a little old man opened the door and let us in. And we see another little old man on his stomach on the floor. We rushed to him because we got there before the EMTs did. We flipped the guy over. It was the guy who opened the door. We turn around, and he's gone. The dead guy opened the door to let them in. But yeah, we get calls like that, Kyle, all the time. It's incredible. Got a call from a lady once who said, George, my husband's never late coming home. Well, this time he came home 5 hours late. And I said, well, what happened to him? She said, he told me he got abducted by aliens. And I said, really? And she said, yeah. And you know what else they did to him? I said, what? They took his wedding ring and kept it. So I'm going, I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, that's probably one to steer away from. With some of the stories you've heard, are there times when people tell you their story and you see holes in it and go, there's no way?
I sometimes think that to myself, but I try to give them the respect on the air. The only things I don't allow are profanity and drunks and people like that. And you get a lot of people all over the country who are up late at night and they're teetotaling a little bit. But other than that, I will let somebody have their due on the air. And as long as they're not profane, they get a chance to talk and tell their story. And it is far be it for me to tell them it's real or not. And we'll let the audience decide that.
Now, you've got various folks that do the weekends for you. How did you get connected with them?
Over the course of the years, I've known them, and they're all professional broadcasters in their own right, and we've allowed them to do some filling and back end. And it keeps the program live 7 nights a week, and it's well worth it to us.
About a minute left with George Norrie. Again, coming to the Dalles May 27th, special show there. What kinds of things would take place if people are able to make it to this event in the Dalles?
Well, you come into the theater, you get your seat. There's music, there's live bands, there's a special tribute to veterans and first responders. There are 3 to 4 guests that appear live. There's audience participation. There's a band where I sing a number of songs throughout the program. And at the end, there's a meet and greet and a Q&A as well. So they have probably a 5-hour night when they come in on a program that starts at about 5 p.m.
Wow. And this is separate from what you're going to do on the radio that night, right?
Generally, I'll have those shows on a Saturday, which is a night I do not work. So thank God I don't have to do 2 things at one time.
Wow. So again, that'll be May 27th up in the Dalles. Final thoughts. Are there things that about you that would maybe surprise longtime listeners?
No, not really. I'm just a regular guy. Got a family of 3 kids, 6 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren. And I just want to make sure we all get through life happy and satisfied. And I guess I would say my biggest concern in life right now, Kyle, is that there are a lot of people out there who are depressed and upset over a lot of things, and they do a lot of strange things. We've seen these mass shootings occur in California over the last couple of days. It's upsetting to me that people have to go to those extremes for whatever reason.
George Norrie, Coast to Coast AM, 7 nights a week, 10 p.m. right here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, celebrating his 20th year this month. George Norrie, thank you so much for being on with us.
Thank you, Kyle. I enjoyed it.
1258 News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.